This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Reports are stating that Spurs are interested in Luton Town defender Gabriel Osso and they want to sign him on a free transfer this summer. Reports are stating that Giovanni Lo Celso could look to move away from Spurs this summer and join former club Real Betis. Are Spurs still interested in Edmund Tabsoba? And Spurs have just submitted a bid to hopefully allow them to hold up to 30 major non-association football events at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium each year.
Chris Cowley, Fan Cams, Club News, Transfer News, Match Previews, Legend Interviews,
Spurs Women,
Press Conferences,
covering everything Tottenham.
Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another edition of Tottenham News where I'll be going through all of the latest Spurs news, rumours and reports. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you listen to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. So let's start by talking about the Premier League fixtures for this coming week. Of course, Spurs are next in action this coming Sunday against North London rivals Arsenal at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, 2 p.m. kickoff. Arsenal will be in action, though, before that date. They will be playing Chelsea at the Emirates Stadium on Tuesday, 8 p.m. kickoff. On Wednesday, 4 Premier League games will take place. Wolves will take on Bournemouth. Crystal Palace will take on Newcastle. Everton will take on Liverpool in the Merseyside derby at Goodison Park. And Manchester United will take on Sheffield United. One game will take place on Thursday evening, Brighton against the champions, Manchester City. Now, last summer, Tottenham Hotspur were heavily interested in Bayer Leverkusen centre-back Edmund Tabsoba. Well, Italian journalist and transfer expert Fabrizio Romano has been talking about the centre-back again, and there is lots of speculation with clubs interested in the defender. Fabrizio Romano stated scouts from three top clubs were in attendance to watch Edmund Tabsoba in the game Borussia Dortmund v Bayer Leverkusen. The centre-back looks like he could be one to watch for the summer as he is again attracting interest, although it is still early in this story. Fabrizio Romano has also stated, as I previously reported, Manchester United want a centre-back this summer and they are one of the clubs who have previously looked at Tabsoba. They have been scouting Tabsoba for a long time. They also have a long list of names, as previously mentioned, such as Jean-Claire Tadebo, Antonio Silva, Gleison Bramer and Jared Branthwaite. Fabrizio Romano has also stated that Tottenham have also shown interest in Tabsoba in the past, but let's see if they may enter the running again. Bayer Leverkusen have not decided a price yet. Reports have just been published by Give Me Sport and Shoot, and they are both stating that Spurs are considering a move for Luton Town defender Gabriel Osso. The centre-back has played a key role for the Hatters side that have been bravely battling against relegation so far this term, but his impressive displays have alerted Spurs. Osso joined Luton as a free agent in 2020 and featured regularly as Rob Edwards' side were promoted from the Championship last term. This season, the 25-year-old has played 19 times across all competitions, including 17 Premier League games, although the defender has been hampered by two knee injuries. Osso is currently sidelined, but is hopeful of returning before this season finishes, although his current contract is set to expire this summer, and the Nigerian could therefore be available as a free agent. On Sunday afternoon, the Spurs women travelled to Manchester United in the Women's Super League. The game ended 2-2. Beth England and Jessica Naz getting Spurs goals. After the result, Spurs remain sixth in the WSL table. They are next in action this coming weekend at home against Brighton. The game will be played at Brisbane Road. Various reports in England and in Portugal are stating that Real Betis are interested in signing Spurs midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso, and the midfielder could be open to a move this summer as he is unhappy about the lack of game time he has had under Ange Postecoglou this season. There are also reports in Spain on this story from Football España. They have stated that Real Betis have identified Giovanni Lo Celso as one of their leading targets. The 28-year-old midfielder has struggled for playing time at Tottenham Hotspur this season, and the likelihood is that a summer exit will be organised by the Premier League giants. It also then goes on to say that Lo Celso spent the 2018-2019 season on loan at Real Betis and ended up signing permanently in the summer of 2019. However, he was loaned out to Spurs later in that window and then he signed for them on a permanent deal. Now a return could be on the cards. Now, Tottenham Hotspur Football Club have just submitted a bid to the local council, Haringey Council, asking for permission to increase the number of non-football major events each year from 16 up to 30 major non-association football events. Now, my thoughts on everything in this episode. Let's start by talking about midfielder Giovanni Lo Celso. It sounds like he is frustrated again because he's not getting a lot of game time. But I tell you what, I've been a big critique of Giovanni Lo Celso because I don't believe that we have seen a lot of him since his permanent move to the football club. Yes, he's had a lot of injury problems. Yes, he's worked under various different managers. But I would say...
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
That we have probably seen the best football he's played under Ange Postecoglou. It is just a shame that we haven't seen enough of it. Who is to blame for that? I don't know. Ange probably should have been playing him a little bit more recently, you know, certainly from the sub bench, probably should have given him a lot more minutes. He has had a lot of injury problems at the football club. Personally, for me, I think that we need to cash in on Giovanni Lo Celso. I know a lot of people will probably be shouting now saying, you know, he's a fantastic player. He is a fantastic player. And I think he will be a fantastic player for a future team. I can't see him being a fantastic player consistently for Tottenham because we haven't seen it. I think that the time is up for him. I think that it would be better all round for Ange and Tottenham Hotspur Football Club that Lo Celso moves on. We get a good amount of money in. Ange then reinvests it into players that he chooses and who he believes that will take Tottenham to that next level. And I think that Giovanni Lo Celso, he obviously wants to play regularly for his country, Argentina. He obviously wants to play regularly for his club. It must be frustrating when you're going off playing for Argentina. You're playing alongside the likes of Lionel Messi, one of the best players in the world, if not the best. And you come back to Tottenham and you're given, 3 minutes, 5 minutes off the bench in the Premier League. It must be very, very frustrating for him. So I think all round, it's probably going to be best that we sell him, cash in. He moves on. He does very well at his future club. And, if he does go back to Real Betis, of course, he knows the place extremely well. And he did very well there. Spurs, could we go back for Edmund Tapsoba? And now we're interested in Luton defender Gabriel Osso. I've said this on previous episodes before. The transfer windows under Ange is going to be very, very interesting. Ange has said before that he wants, at least four windows before the squad is anywhere near what he wants it to be. The types of players that we're going to get in, they need to be top draw players. They need to improve the starting 11. They need to improve the squad as well, because, of course, it does look like we will be playing in Europe next year, whether it's the Champions League or the Europa League. You need a squad. It isn't all about the starting 11. I know I keep banging on about the starting 11. But of course, when you're playing a lot of games, which hopefully, we will be playing a lot of games. It's a new format in the Champions League next year, if we make the Champions League. Or it's an awful lot of games in the Europa League if you go far in the competition, which hopefully we will. And hopefully we will go further than we did this year in both domestic cup competitions, League Cup and FA Cup. So we do need a big squad. Certainly do need to sign some more defenders, in my opinion. We need to strengthen in all areas, up top, in midfield, wingers, in defence as well. Even though we brought Radu Dragusin in, I think that we probably still need more cover if we are going to have a number, a big number of games for next season. Spurs submitting a bid to the local council to hold up to 30 major non-association football events at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium each year. As I've said on this channel hundreds and thousands of times, when the money starts going in or on the football pitch, from all of these events, I tell you what, that will be, or it should be, exciting times. And that's when we should probably see a number of real statement signings. I've said before, I feel like I'm very balanced. I feel like I do see it from both sides. We have spent a lot of money before. It hasn't worked out, i.e. Lo Celso on Ndombele. How much productivity have you got from both of those players since we signed them? £100 million. It's all down to recruitment, really good recruitment. And I've said it before hundreds of times since Ange Postecoglou's come in, particularly since the likes of Johan Lang have come in as well, identifying good targets. It was a good transfer window in the summer. It was a decent transfer window in January. It needs to continue. Whether it is going to spend big money or identifying top quality talent like Lucas Bergvall, who, of course, will be at Tottenham Hotspur for his first season, this coming summer when he starts with us for pre-season and starts the season with us in the Premier League. It's going to be interesting, but the work needs to continue. There's no point having one or two good windows. It needs to be constant. It needs to be consistently good for Ange Postecoglou to move the football club forward. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit the subscribe button, like, share and comment below. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you in the next one. Until then, come on you Spurs.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.